My name is Tom, and I am an alcoholic. And I have not had to drink or use today, yet. My sponsor always said, yeah, but it's early. So eternal optimist. I want to spend some time tonight talking about the fourth and fifth step. But before I do that, I'd like to talk a little bit about a tradition or two. And this is the tradition that deals with finances. There are a couple of traditions that deal with money. And money is always a tender subject with folks. First off, on this, let me say that the traditions did not come out of a vacuum. You know, it wasn't like, let's sit down and speculate on everything that could go wrong and then try to find out ways of preventing it from going wrong. That's not what happened. This was not done by a government agency. This was done by a lot of bitter experience of people. And if you start dealing in any kind of spiritual anything, it can easily get set into trouble due to matters of money, property, and prestige. Okay, that's just, and if you, it's not just AA's history. In my denomination, I would speculate that 96% of all the grief of the last 2,000 years has been over questions of money, property, and authority. And they become very, very important. Who owns the land and who's in charge and who's paying the bills and where are we going to get the money? I mean, the whole Reformation is over issues like that in the 16th century. They decide to build a basilica in Rome and name it St. Peter's, and the group decide that the whole world gets to pay for it. Same. Well, no taxation without representation, as was spoken in other areas. And Martin Luther gets a little excited about indulgences being sold, you know, because we needed the money. Okay, bad principle. I was taking some classes in marriage counseling. I've never been married myself that I remember, but kind of, you know, when you're dealing with a couple who are planning on getting married or any, what do you say and how do you do these things? And a priest who had been working for a long time with folks said that whenever he sits down with a couple planning on getting married, he says, first of all, can we just all admit that there's never going to be enough money? Let's just start with that one, okay? And because he says most grief comes over money issues. There are always more bills than there are money. And so let's take this issue out of the closet and not just say, love will make everything fine. That's real important in talking about Alcoholics Anonymous also. Because bills don't just get magically paid. Bill Wilson, who was a bad drunk and a little grandiose on occasion, came up with schemes a lot. And one of his schemes was to endow Alcoholics Anonymous. He wanted to get it endowed so we'd never have to worry about paying bills. So he went and wined and dined. That's not quite right. Wined and dined. He took out for lunch John D. Rockefeller, notorious capitalist pig. And he said, Mr. Rockefeller, I want to give you a great opportunity to endow Alcoholics Anonymous. And he had John D. Rockefeller meet recovering alcoholics and go to some meetings and be introduced to people. And Bill Wilson loved running around with big shots. And this is about the biggest shot you could find this side of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And Wilson, after really showing him what a wonderful organization it was, said, now will you pay for all of our bills? And old John D., that capitalist swine, said no. He said, if I paid all your bills, you'd lose your soul. He says, you people have to be self-supporting through your own contributions. You know? So every time the seventh tradition is observed, would you say a little prayer for the soul of John D. Rockefeller? I think he could stand it. Okay. The one decent thing he did. Anyway, this is what step six says, short form. Six. An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Okay, long form. Problems of money, property, and authority. Who's in charge here? How long do secretaries have terms of office? Who's the committee? Things like that. Problems of money, property, and authority may easily divert us from our primary spiritual aim, which is carrying the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Our primary spiritual aim. We think, therefore, that any considerable property of genuine use to AA should be separately incorporated and managed, dividing the spiritual from the material. So can you have Alano clubs and fellowships and hoo-haws and knickernacks? Yeah, but that's not AA. They're separately set aside. It's a very wise principle. Part of it because if they start to become a problem, we can let go of them then. You see? One of the problems, again, denominational problem, I belong to a denomination that is fabulously wealthy if you count inner city schools and works of art. Great. You know, do we eat those? No. Kind of a drag. Kind of bogs you down now and again. AA does not want to get bogged down in maintaining a museum. It wants to be the alcoholic who still suffers. This is our focus. It goes on to say, an AA group as such should never go into business. The group, because that's not the purpose of the group. Now, individuals can hold down jobs and do business and pay taxes, but the group as AA does not, because it makes us crazy. If we go into business, we've got to pay our bills. And the point of a business is to end at least even, you know. And then that becomes the primary aim. We got to pay our bills. Let's see if we can sell blood and sperm, you know. Let's get out there. Secondary aids to AA, such as clubs or hospitals, which require much property or administration, ought to be incorporated and so set apart that, if necessary, they can be freely discarded by the groups. Hooray. Such facilities ought not to use the AA name. Is this an AA hospital? We don't do that because we don't know anything about running a hospital. Now, everyone on the staff in the hospital may be an AA, but that doesn't make it an AA hospital. Okay. Their management should be the sole responsibility of those people who financially support them. So does New York interfere in this stuff? No. New York isn't paying their bills. It's not New York's problem. For clubs, AA managers are usually preferred. Does that mean you can have a manager who's not a member of AA? Yes. Usually means often. But hospitals, as well as other places of recuperation, you know, little villas up in Sonoma, you know, kind of. As well as other places of recuperation, ought to be well outside AA and medically supervised. You know, we aren't faith healers. You know, and we just don't say do the third step and you won't have DTs. We don't believe that. While an AA group may cooperate with anyone, I mean, even politicians, we can cooperate with them, you know. Enough of them need us. Such cooperation ought never go so far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied. That fine line.
Does AA support the way this hospital runs its recovery program?
AA takes no position on that.
Now, that place may have meetings and so forth, but we are not involved with the running of that treatment facility or that hospital or that other place. It's too crazy-making. Because in a lot of those places, egos get involved. Now, I know not in California, but in other parts of the United States. An AA group can bind itself to no one. Okay? All right. Financially self-supporting means free. Means free. The next tradition is step 7. This is the one where we pass that basket around. It says every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Thank you, John D. Long form. The AA groups themselves ought to be fully supported by the voluntary contributions of their own members. We think that each group should soon achieve this ideal. You know, get self-supporting as fast as you can. That any public solicitation of funds, like on TV, using the name of Alcoholics Anonymous is highly dangerous. Why is this? Well, reflect on TV ministries. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, like I say, if you start collecting a lot of money, you end up collecting a lot of money. It's very seductive, crazy stuff. So any solicitation, whether by groups, clubs, hospitals, or other outside agencies. Then it says that acceptance of large gifts from any source or of contributions carrying any obligation, whatever, is unwise. Again, John D. Then too, this is a little bit of the schoolmistress here, then too, we view with much concern those AA treasuries which continue beyond prudent reserves to accumulate funds for no stated AA purpose. You know, we just keep passing the hat. I went to a meeting once in a western state. I was a visitor, and I just kind of showed up late like tonight. And they were having a business meeting discussing whether they should buy another $10,000 treasury bill. Why are we doing this? See, they think that they need, of course, to save for a rainy day. You never know when the dollar gets devalued, so let's be... See, this is crazy-making. What's a prudent reserve? What's a prudent reserve? Rule of thumb. Enough money to pay your rent, coffee, herbal teas, and half and half for a month. It's a prudent reserve. Now, if you don't trust God that much for 2 months, and beyond that, it gets kind of crazy because then we start having a lot of money around. Well, what happens if you just start having this surplus? You give it away. Where do you give it? Call central office. They will send you a form. Central office is supported by us. So it's telephone, secretary, salaries, all. They figure, and these are rules of thumb, but they're real helpful, 60% to your local central office. 60%. Now, should you do that every month or every 2 months or every 3 months? Yes. because they have ongoing expenses. Then 30% goes to New York. Because they have expenses too. And then they're saying 5% to the Northern California Coastal Commission and 5% to what else? Who? H&I.